It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Depending on where you're waking up this morning, you could have a rough commute ahead.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage on roads in Salt Lake County. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, drivers in Davis and Weber counties are looking at a pretty smooth commute this morning, while here in Salt Lake County, much of the same, aside from maybe the south and southeastern portions of the valley just getting out of the last bit of snow coming through here. So maybe don't rely on cruise control. Be extra careful. Possible icy or snowy patches here and there. But the big problem spot right now is Utah County. Right now, you can see that on the KSL Vortex. Snow still falling. Lehigh to Provo, further into southern Utah County. And checking my weather app right now, it looks like Provo could still see snow or rain for the next hour, potentially into the 9 o'clock hour. So if you are in Utah County making your way to north today, definitely plan ahead. And as always, UDOT's John Gleason tells KSL TV, be extra careful out there today.
If you're driving in snow, make sure that you're slowing down. Make sure that that you're focused on the road. Put away the phone, put away any distractions, and just focus on the road ahead.
Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Northern Utah's resorts picked up some fresh powder with the overnight storm, and it's not done yet. Alton Snowbird reported 8 new inches of snow. Park City got 9. Solitude picked up 10. And Brighton added just shy of a foot of new snow.
It is Avalanche Awareness Week, and as the snow continues, the danger of avalanches increases.
The Utah Avalanche Center is kicking off the 4th annual Avalanche Awareness Week with an event at Sugar House Park in Salt Lake City. But did you know that 17 people in the U.S. died last year in an avalanche? 4 of them in Utah. Utah is the 4th highest state for avalanche fatalities behind Colorado, Alaska, and Washington. Victims of avalanches are usually backcountry recreationists, snowmobilers, climbers, snowboarders, snowshoers, skiers, and hikers. Snowmobilers have twice the number of fatalities compared to any other activity. The Utah Avalanche Center advises to always check the avalanche report prior to any activity in the backcountry. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at our top national stories now. The FBI is investigating what authorities are calling a deliberate attack on 2 power substations in Moore County, North Carolina. They think the attack may have been targeting a drag show that drew protesters Saturday night. Thousands of people like Deborah Tyner were forced to shelter at a local sports complex.
Got no way to heat because we don't have a fireplace. And then we don't have no gas grill or anything like that. So we're just stranded.
Duke Energy expects it could be Thursday before power is fully restored.
The Supreme Court plans to hear arguments today in what could become a landmark case, juxtaposing free speech rights against LGBTQ rights. It's a case out of Colorado. A Christian website designer wanted a federal court to declare she would not have to help a gay couple build a wedding website. Colorado does not allow businesses to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. It could be months before we know how the justices decide after hearing today's arguments.
The investigation into the murders of 4 University of Idaho students is entering a critical week.
Detectives are expected to receive forensic test results more than 3 weeks after Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zaina Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin were found stabbed in their off-campus home.
This community is not going to heal until this guy's pulled off the streets. It ain't going to happen.
Kaylee's father confirms his daughter's wounds were more severe than Madison's, and he says autopsy reports show their causes of death do not match. Investigators say Kaylee and Madison were killed in the same bed on the top floor of the house.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood reporting.
A group of economists has some predictions for 2023, and it's less bleak than you might expect.
The National Association for Business Economics says you'll notice the changes.
They expect slow growth in 2023 and far fewer jobs being created. Nevertheless, the economy will continue to grow.
But NABE's Ken Simonson says the word recession didn't come up much among respondents to its latest outlook survey.
The expectations are for growth in real gross domestic product and in jobs every quarter, so that would not signal a recession.
He says most who say a recession is likely also say it should be short. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Let's go.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.